please introduce Rav Solomon. Please, if...
When Rabbi Friedman asked me to introduce the Mashgiach of Gateshead, I was confronted at first with a quandary, not knowing the individual personally. I tried to research by speaking to a Talmud, and Baruch Hashem, I had the wonderful schus of meeting the Mashgiach today, and I would like to say I don't think an introduction for the Mashgiach of Gateshead is necessary, because Shlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, says in Mishlei, Kamayim ponim leponim kach levodim leodim, as water reflects one's image, human hearts communicate, and you will all be able to feel the love that the Mashgiach has for each and every individual, and he needs no introduction. I call upon, it is my schus to call upon, Harav Matzisyahu Solomon, the Mashgiach, Shlita, the Mashgiach of Gateshead.
For the introduction, one of the best introductions I've heard, because he's only said one shevach too much. The emphasis is it's very late tonight. But I don't promise you to be short. One has asked me to speak on a very serious and a very sensitive subject. And I must say that I think I have spoken, I don't know in numbers, but speaking in public is something that is very routine for me. But this moment, tonight, in the presence of the Gedolei Torah that you are zoche to have as your leaders, and in your presence, and taking into account the subject that I've been asked to speak about, I do so with a gewaltige pacht. I feel more like when one comes before the Omer and Yom Neiroim, when one feels unworthy and unable and nevertheless forced by circumstances to take the courage to say what one feels that needs to be said. How to instill a sense of Kedusha in our children, in our students? Some people would say that it's very presumptuous to address this problem bichlal. In the conditions prevailing in our times, when our children are exposed to television, to massive billboards of advertisements, to corrupt reading material, when the whole media is one massive attack against Kedusha. And we are literally continuously bombarded by secularism, materialism, permissiveness, using all kinds of weapons, sound, music, viewing, everything is all full of tumor. There's no other word for it. So who can stop children from being seduced and coerced? It's not even a question of fighting a losing battle. It's like shooting an arrow at an atom bomb. An atom bomb, you shoot an arrow, what's it going to help? These people who would tie me that have already given up in despair. But one must realize that to give up means to surrender our children to the monster that is known as modern society. And it's a bigger yush. I think there's an element of kfira in this. To imagine that the Torah has no solution and that Klal Yisrael cannot survive in all conditions, as an Am Kodesh, an Am Kodesh, I think one has to be bodik oneself. I believe the opposite. It's a sign of the times. Let us look at it a bit positively. It's a sign of the times. How much our house is in order that we can muster the courage to put this problem on our program. And I might add, I think it's a compliment to Torah Musaira and all that it stands for, that this convention provides the platform to discuss this very urgent problem. The Novi at the end of Malachi seems to be describing this very situation. When he speaks at the end of times, just before the time of Mashiach, Klal Yisroel will stand with a yush and a despair in front of Hashem Yisborah. Chosko alai divreichem omar Asher, amartem man idbartem ale elechem. Chosko alai divreichem, the novice says, Klal Yisroel spoke strongly against Hashem Yisborah. What did they say? Amartem, Klal Yisroel will reply, what have we said? Amartem shava voide lekim, ma betza ki shomarnu, shmishmartoi, chalachnu kodoranis meisa lekim, vini anachnu mashkim zedim, gam bochanu lekim maimoleitu, amoyreti kazach. We're talking about Klal Yisrael and Ribbono shel Olam. Klal Yisrael started from Hashem Yisborach, and they know Hashem Yisborach weis the emes. And the Novi says, "B'shem Hashem, chosko alai divreichem omar Hashem. You've spoken against me." Well, you are all teachers, you know, when you stand in front of a class, and you say to a child that he's done something wrong, you say, "What did I do wrong?" But he's a child. And he thinks he can fool you. Klal Yisrael should answer back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Man, it bauno alecho."
And the Ribbono Shel Olam says you didn't say anything less than Shol Avod Elokim. The Teretz Avada, all the Mefarshim already say, each one in his own way, that it's obvious that Ribbono Shel Olam was interpreting a certain reaction of Klal Yisrael, which they themselves didn't realize what they were saying. And the key is, v'chi olachnu k'doiranis. The key was that Klal Yisrael felt that they were forsaken by Hashem Yisborach. And looking around the world, they could see, v'ne anachnu ma'ashrim zeidim, it seems, gam bochanu elekim v'yum oleitu, it seems that the world of corruption is at the end on top. That is tantamount to saying Shav Avod Elokim. To give up, to despair. What's the answer? So the Novi continues. Oz nidvru yirei Hashem yishel rei. There is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is a convention like this. Never give up. As long as there are two yirei Hashem who can sit together and be mechazek each other, look for Eitzahs, and speak about a problem. Os nidvuru yirei Hashem yishel reihu, vayakshev Hashem vayishmod ribbono shel olam, listens to that conversation as if it was a tefillah. I think it's a schus, and this is begeda hakdoma, I think this is a schus of the leadership of Torah Mesorah. Who impressed the world with their sincerity, with their sense of responsibility, and particularly with their respect for Gedolei HaTorah and for Das Torah. It's a compliment. And one feels that by discussing this particular problem, this very sensitive problem, here, between ourselves, one is committing the problem to Hashem Yisborach. To provide the Siyata Dishmaya that may help us to find some solution. We are basing ourselves on the principle of Oz Nidvuru Yirei Hashem Yishel Re'eyu. And we are relying on the Avtocha Vayakshiv Hashem Yishmo. At this stage, I must say that I very much want to identify myself with the Dvorim Ayotzim in Aleph of the Rosh Shiva of Philadelphia, Agon Rebellious Phase, Olazang Zundenstark. But I want to add a point. Besides falling to the feet of the parents, recognizing our problem, besides falling to the feet of the parents, we ought to fall to the feet of Hashem Yisborach. Rachmona Litzlan. Chazal v'mesakel slichus l'tachluei yelodim. If there's a physical threat to young children, Klal Yisrael know that the Eitzah is tefillah. Kumi roini balaila l'roish hashmurois. The Novi knows and says and gives us a direction for Golus. Shifri kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Siyei lov kapayich al nefesh oin olayich o atufim beroa v'roish kol chutzois. Who are the children who are swooning beroa v'roish kol chutzois? Who are those who get poisoned in the streets? Is it only the children in Russia? Or perhaps is it our own children, one of its land? Atufim beror roish kol chutzois. Kumi roini balailis in the koyo for tikkun chatzos. The tefillahs from Klal Yisrael are for that, for those in children. Siye lo kapayich al nefesh oy lo layich. I don't know, and I'm not the one to say, Baruch Hashem, we have here the G'dayli Yisrael. Maybe one should still find some place in the program of a conference, of a convention like this, for a tefillah for our children. But tefillah demands that we should do whatever we can and whatever is in our power. And only then can we ask Hashem Yisborach to send his Baruch of Siyata Dishmai. In the context of Oz Nidburu, I want to divide this talk this evening into three parts. First of all, what does Kedusha mean to ourselves? What is Kedusha? What does it mean to us? And how do we fulfill Kedusha? How much contact and how much connection, how much shaykhus have we got to Kedusha? I think only after that we can ask the question, how can we educate our children to Kedusha? And then we have to know how to protect their Kedusha. How to preserve it. I don't think one realizes how much Kedusha is a central feature of our life. Of our life, how much Kedusha, how much we speak about Kedusha and Tefillah, how much Kedusha is actually the essence of Klal Yisrael. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're using the word Kedusha. We talk about Torah HaKadosha. We talk about Atzeinu HaKadosha. We talk about Shabbos Kodesh. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Have we ever stopped to think, what is this? What is this Kedusha? Oren HaKodesh, Loshen HaKodesh. Every mitzvah that we perform, we make the bracha Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvos of. Every bracha that we make on the mitzvah reminds us of Kedusha. And last, but by no means least, and as a dover be'itoi, I'm sure there's no mikre ba'olam, there is a mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. And I think it's, if we look at Rashi, on the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu,
we might get a bit of an insight what we're talking about here. וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר ידבר אל כל הדס בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם קדושים תהיו. כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיך. Rashi says, Kedoshim tiyu hevu perushim minu aroyois u minu aveiro. And all the Mephoshim explain, minu aveiro means aveiro fun znus. Rashi learns that the mitzvah of Kedoshim tiyu refers particularly to these aveiros. Not like the Ramban, it isn't the general mitzvah, hevu perushim minu aroyois u minu aveiro. Shekol mokoin, she'atomoitze geder ervo, atomoitze kedusha. When we learn this Rashi superficially, we feel we are translated or we interpret it to mean that when you find the geder ervo, you find it brings to kedusha. That when a person is more careful about inyone aroyes, then it will bring him kedusha. Rashi doesn't say so. Rashi says, "Kol mokish atomoitza." When you find in the Torah a geder erva, you find it connected with kedusha. And Rashi gives two examples: Isha zoyna v'chalolo leikach, which as a kohen is not allowed to take isha zoyna v'chalolo. And it says at the end, "Ani Hashem mekadishchem leichalel zaroi by a kohen godel, ani Hashem mekadsho." Kol mokush atomoitze geder elva atomoitze kedusha. What raya does Rashi bring? Isha zoyna v'chalola. Those marriages which a Yisrael is allowed to make, a kohen is forbidden. And the reason given in the pasuk is. Ki kodesh ani Hashem kadishchem. Kodesh yeloch, ki kodesh ani Hashem kadishchem. And a kohen gadol is forbidden to marry even those that a kohen alone is allowed to marry. So we're not talking about things which are metamer a mensch. But the pasuk says, Amono grusha v'chalola zoyna seyde lo yikoch. Lo yichala zaroi ba'amov ki ani Hashem mekadsho. These are the two psukim that Rashi brings to demonstrate that kol mokim sha'atomoytze geder ervo atomoytze kedusha. What does the pasuk tell us? The pasuk tells us something quite different, I think. What the pasuk is telling us is, and how Rashi understands the pasuk, kedusha demands a geder erva. The kedusha is there. The kohen is kodesh, more kodesh than Yisrael. So that is mechayevim another geder in erva. The kohen gadol is more kodesh than an ordinary kohen. That's mechayevim another geder in erva. Kedusha is mechayev gdorim in erva. The kedusha is there. Has we shown the Elva is Mechalal. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Sefer HaYad, Yod HaChazoka, Yud Dalet Sforim, the Rambam wrote, he divided up the Taryag Mitzvahs into 14 categories. And each category of mitzvah, he wrote a special sefer. And in the beginning, in the Hakdomah of the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he explains each sefer, why he gave that sefer that name. And he's very short about it. By every sefer, it doesn't go into great lengthy explanations. Noshim, because it's got to do with all the union of Noshim, finished and laid it. He comes to the Sefer Chamishi, and he says like this, Ech loil boy mitzvahs shel biyois asurois, u mitzvah shel macholois asurois. There's a Sefer that the Rambam wrote, a very strange arrangement, where he speaks about isurei biya and macholois asurois and hilchos shchita. Says the Rambam, Echlal boy, in that fifth sefer of mine, I include all the mitzvahs of biyos asuras and the mitzvahs of macholos asuras, of things which you're not allowed to eat. Lefi shebishnei devarim ho'elu kitchonu hamokoyim v'hivdilonu min ha'ovdei kachovim ba'aroyos u'bamacholos asuras. Because these are the two mitzvahs, the specific mitzvahs in the Torah, where the Ribbono shel Olam sanctified us and separated us from the Oivdei Kechovim, from the Umesu Oilam. That is in the union of Aroyos and Macholos Asuras. Ubishneem Neeman, by these two things the Torah says, V'avdil Eshem Mino Amim, Asher Hivdalti Eshem Mino Amim. Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Choil, Bein Oir L'Choshech, Bein Yisroel O'Amim. The Havdolah Bein Yisroel O'Amim, the Torah says, lies in the fact that the Ribbono shel Olam found it necessary, or found us able, however you want to perceive the mitzvah, to live separate from Aroyos, and to accommodate the Surim of Macholos Asuras. The Korosi Shein Sefer Zeh Sefer Kedusha. That's a Sefer Kedusha from the Rambam. Sefer Kedusha. Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvosof. All mitzvahs give us Kedusha. But there are two mitzvahs that are there because of our Kedusha. That's a Sefer Kedusha. So although Kedusha still remains after what we have said, because we can't go into the depth of everything tonight, it's still very an abstract term. But what I want to define this evening, what is Negea, to our particular problem, is to define which facet in ourselves we are describing when we talk about Kedusha. What are we speaking about? We are talking about that part of us that makes us different from the Goyim. We're talking about that which gives us a sensitivity to appreciate the mission of a Yid. Without Kedusha, we would find it impossible to identify with Torah mitzvahs. When a goy halt bin am shugene is er gerecht. Weil er hat nicht kedusha. Kedusha is the only tool with which we can measure bichlal the value of Torah mitzvahs. That's why it's so important to preserve Kedusha in its pure and distilled form, because the more one sinks, Rachmona Litzlan, into Tuma, the more we become numb to the sensitivity of appreciating Torah mitzvahs. So living as we do in a polluted atmosphere, contaminated by tumor, unfortunately, of the lowest imaginable form, it becomes our duty as mechanchim, our duty as tatas, our duty to ourselves to restore and revive the natural kedusha within us. What we have to look for this evening is how can we find a way back to find the nekuda of kedusha in ourselves and to re-educate ourselves to that sensitivity. Because I believe that perhaps this is the wrong word, it's not a sense of kedusha. You can have a sense of responsibility. For kedusha you need sensitivity. And it's a sensitivity of kedusha that we have to find a way to develop. And I think that this brings us to two associated middos, without which kedusha cannot exist. And that is tznius and busha. We know the words, everyone has their own impression of what it means. We can also only this evening deal very briefly with these middos. I want to give you more roshei prokim, something that one can develop. Yishma chocham Yosef lekach. Kedusha can only be developed by educating our children to exercise the middle of busha, to be bashful and modest. We think that it's two different streaks in society. The fact that chutzpah yazgah, the fact that the arrogance has no boundaries today. And it can be even that we have ganefed a lot from the goyim when we imagine that it's a milah to teach our children to assert themselves without realizing that we might be poigim a very important middah of Klal Yisrael. The character of Klal Yisrael described as Baishonim, Rachmonim, the Goimlech Sodim. The Rachmonim and the Goimlech Sodim we're still prepared to support. Baishonim, we have already accepted the ways of the Goyim. There's nothing wrong that a child should be shy. To teach a child, don't be shy, don't be shy, don't be shy. How sure are you it's not right for the child to be shy? For a child to feel that when in the presence of elders, a child has nothing to say, that's an important yisod in chinuch for naid. And because there are a lot of books written about teaching children how to assert themselves and independence and all these kind of things, therefore we have to strike out one of the special characteristics which only Klal Yisrael HaMeyuchad bo, by Shonim. Kedusha be'emes is the pinnacle of all avodas hamidas. In the Masechta Yeshayahu, it comes right at the end in the Brayso of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyeh. Kedusha. Kedusha be'emes can only be taught within a structured program. And the beginning is the middle of Tzniyus. I don't even know the beginning. We'll come to that perhaps. But definitely on the way, one has to have first a shaychus to the middle of Busha and Tzniyus. And if you want to understand what Tzniyus is, I think it's very important to know wie Chazalom verstanden, what does it mean, Tzniyus? And I think it'll come as quite a surprise. It's a Mefurish Rashi, and I'm sure many of you have learned it and taught it. The Shaila is allemal zu what verstanden was steht. Und nicht verstanden, hat man gehört was steht. A gewaltige Rashi. Rashi is the last Rashi in Parshas Yisro. Rashi says on the pasuk Loisale b'mailes al mizbechi asher loisegale ervoscha olav. The Torah tells us a halacha. The last halacha in Parshas Yisro, the parsha from Matan Torah, that when you build a mizbeach, you shouldn't go up to the Mizbeach with steps. You must have a ramp. Why not steps? Because there's something to do. There's a connection with Gilu Aroyos in having steps to the Mizbeach. So Rashi says like this. Shal yedei ha-mailois atotzorich lahalchiv siyosecho. Because if there are steps, you have to make wider steps with your feet. Although making wider steps isn't gilui elva mamish when the kohen is wearing trousers, so there's no gilui elva mamish. Mikol mokoim halchovas hapsiois korev legilu ervahu. But nevertheless, making wide steps is already a step nearer to gilui aroyes. And that is already considered as a bizoy, as putting the mizbeach to shame. So Rashi continues, and the whole idea of this mitzvah is that we should learn a kal v'chomer, one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes b'hem. These stones, she'ein b'em das, they haven't got any knowledge, they haven't got any feelings. They don't even understand that there is a bizoyin going on here. We're talking about stones. Amra teira, hoyil v'yesh b'em tzorech, since you have some benefit from them, le'sineg b'em mineg bizoyin, don't do anything which seems to put them to shame, which seems to despise them. Your chaver, who's made with a tzelem and a kim, he does feel shame. Al achas kama, how much more you have to be careful not to do something in front of him which might be korev legiel. In our minds, Tzniyus is primarily based on protecting ourselves or others from taivas, from lust or from desires, and here Chazal tells us a different thing altogether. Sabizoyin in Yemen. Tzniyus is taught as a respect for the other person. Don't expose yourself in a way
that you wouldn't do in front of the most important person that you want to find favor in his eyes and you want to show that you respect. The chiyuv of tzniyus and the mitzvah of tzniyus, it has to do with the kovod and the respect for the tzelem elokim in the other person. I saw a Meiridik of art once in the Monis Halevi, the Sefer from Shlema Alkabat from Megillas Esther. Al Chaba from the Chodoyti, he wrote a ganze Sefer from Megillas Esther, Monis Halevi. And he says there are Meiridik of art, Gewaltik of art. We look upon Achashverus as a madman. He asked Vashti to do the impossible. What's in mind gefallen? A shikere goy, mamish am shugene. Sok the Monas Halevi, se nish gewen am Shugas. Actually, yo, maybe I want to say this as an aside because I think it's an important point. I think Mechanchim, I'm going to say perhaps something controversial, but I think Mechanchim need to know this. Today, because there is such a thing as psychologists and psychiatrists, we like to forever a lot of averus by saying, it's got to do with this, it's got to do with that, it's got to do with this background, it's got to do with this, it's got to do with this. There are some things which have got to do, but there's a limit. To be moichel everybody's avera and try and find the reason that he had no bechira in it. It's not the derech haTorah. The Torah's got gedorim, who's a chere shoyter v'kotn. To excuse everything, I'm a shugana. What says I'm a shugana? Everyone's a shugana. As soon as he does things which you can't understand, and he's out of control, he says I'm a shugana. If she's a bad avera. Weitz kol gehet hamon ha-meise. Ein is amor gegangen zu a Rebbe. Und er hat gesagt, Rebbe, helft mir, man darf damnen von mein Kind, er ist gewohnt Mischige. Was heißt er gewohnt Mischige? Was heißt er gewohnt Mischige? Er ist Chase und er tanzt mit Schickze, er ist Mischige geworden. So der Rebbe sagt, im Herzen Chaim hat er gesagt. Er wollte getanzt mit Chase und gegessen Schickze, das wollte gewinnen am Mischige. Aber als er ist Chase und er tanzt mit Schickze, ist er ganz gesund. Nur hat er jetzt Ohren. Ach, Herr Schwede, Sie gewesen ganz gesund. Und wie gesund, sagt der Mona Salim. Du weißt, was er hat da gewollt. Er sitzt dort mit alles Sorge am Luche, Mammisch. Und er ruft da rein, nach Hasarhäufe. Und es steht einfach, Herr Schwede, so ist es doch, es haben das gewollt, Tonde, Mister, Meister, fahr alle mal. Was ist denn der Schatten, was er sagt? Not madness. He said it was a display of conceit to the extent of completely ignoring anyone's presence. Er gewollt weisen. He is so big, everybody's nothing. A poor Fliegelich. For a Fliegelich, wo man getan hat am meisten. It's a bizarre. The assault from Chesoron Tznius means I don't care for your respect, for the person who sees me in this state. To deny people their own dignity. And Tznius means I respect you. I wouldn't dare to expose myself in a way which demonstrates that I don't care for your feelings.
So Be'emes, all these inyonim of Kedusha have a very strong connection with the general respect, the kovod that one has to have for someone else, and the kovod that one has to have for oneself. Be'emes, you will notice that Be'emes, all these inyonim of Kedusha that we mentioned, whether it's Kedusha, whether it's Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's a Sefer Torah, or whether, whatever, wherever there's a Kedusha, in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Kovod. Hilchos Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in Erechayim speaks about Dinim of Kovod, the Kovod that you have to have for Beis HaMikdash. Because the emes is that by acts of kovod, we don't show, it's not a demonstration, it's not a chitzenis dikazach of showing respect. By kovod, we actually develop within ourselves a feeling of the value of that particular subject of our reverence. If we show some respect, then we begin to appreciate even more the chshivus. You should make big kuna for Aaron HaKohen leKovod uLeSiforos, and you should tell the Yosei HaMelacha that they should make the begodim leKadshoy uleChaan leIli. Because the way to develop the sensitivity of Kedusha is by showing respect. The Torah demands Kedusha covered by all those things where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to develop a sensitivity of Kedusha. As soon as we give kovod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much kovod as we give, so much we begin to feel that there's Kedusha. There's something higher, something above us. Something abstract, but nevertheless absolute. And the opposite is also true. A lack of derech eretz is not just a chesoron in maila. It is an arrogant attitude. What's a lack of derech eretz? What are we suffering from nowadays when we talk about there's no derech eretz? The lack of derech eretz, one person for another, a younger generation for an older generation, is based on a principle. I know you don't approve, but I don't care. And Bemis, this is where the corruption begins. It ends with the Maisa of Achashverosh. By the Maisa of Achashverosh is, I know you don't approve, but I don't care. And the more gaiva that a person will invest in his don't care, the further he will go in doing what he knows society doesn't approve of. I wouldn't dare to say these things if someone is going to chazal. Gemara zokt in Kedushin, the Mishnah says at the end of Kedushin, Kol sheyesh no b'mikro b'mishno b'derech eretz, le'mehiru u'chayte,
Chol she'enoi leibe mikra, v'leibe mishna, v'leibe derech eretz, enoi min ha'yishuv. The person doesn't learn. And as the Mefarshim explains, and on top of that, he hasn't got any derech eretz, then enoi min ha'yishuv, he doesn't belong to society. He's an outcast from society. Because he hasn't got derech eretz. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, that's not just the Eina Min HaYishuv, he's Posel Eidus. Tonu Rabbonan, Ho'oichel B'shuk, Harezeh Doimel LeKelev, V'yesh Oimrim Posel Eidus. If someone eats in the street, Doimel LeKelev, and Azus Ponim, Yakelev, he becomes posel le'edus. Zot Rashi, why does he become posel le'edus? Because he's oichel b'shuk. Says Rashi, a gewaltige Sach. The kiven she'enei min ha'yishuv, since he doesn't care for society, ein makpid al atzmoi, ve'ein lo'y boishes ponim, he's not careful with himself, because he's not afraid, he doesn't care for anybody. Ve'cheinu oichel b'shuk, Hoil vein makvid al kvoidoi einoi boish le zalzel ba'atzmoi veli posel. Chazal in the kriches ha'nefesh, how they understood. A person who doesn't care. What holds back a person from saying eidu sheker if he has an isoyin in his midas or emes? Ba'ayoimru ha'briyois. Ba'ayoimru ha'briyois. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave a broche to his Talmidim, Yirotzoin, Shetein Moire Shemayim Olecho, Kemoire Bosa Vodom. And we've lost the Moshul. There's no Moire Bosa Vodom. We don't care. You don't care, Mr. Apostle Aedus. Rambam gives it out even in much stronger terms in Hilchos Aedus, when he passes Taka Lahaloche. The Rambam says, "Lefichach in Moisken Eidus Lamoras in Mekabnim Men Eidus Alim Kain Hurzuk Shu Oisek Bemitzus Ugminus Chsodim VeNoyeg VeDarka Yeshorim VeYesh Boy Derech Eretz Mekabli Doisoy Af Bishu Amoras." Why? So the Rambam says in the previous halacha like this: Mishein Oloi BeMikra Oloi BeMishu Oloi BeDerech Eretz. Harizeh becheska shrosha uposel le'edus midivreyem shekol mi sheyorad ad kach chazoke shu oiver al roiv ha'averu sheyovayu le'yodoy. If a person is yorad ad kach, says ene bederech eretz, that's called yorad ad kach, the ikka doge seems to be on the bottom rung. The ene bederech eretz. Hoyu ve'yorad ad kach chazoke. Then he's got a chazoka shu oiver al roivu avera shu roivu leyod. He's got nothing to stop him. Because he doesn't care. Says the Rambam in Halacha, hey, v'chein am bezuyin, v'sulin le'edus midivreyem, the bezuyin, the people who put themselves to shame. Hey, mo'anoshim shoholchim v'oichlim b'shuk b'fnei kol ha'am. If a person has not no busha, then he's corrupt to the core. And there's nothing stopping him. So when you talk about Kedusha, Klal Yisrael has made one long slide. But the tikkun has got to start at the beginning. So a sense of Kedusha, to educate, if that's the question. How do we instill in our children, in our Talmidim, a sensitivity to Kedusha
The answer starts with by instilling them with a sense of respect for people. To be refined in one's language, right at the beginning of Hilchos Derech Eretz, a Loshon Nekiya, to be refined in one's language, to be tidy, to be correct, to behave with dignity. And to behave with dignity because that is the way, that must be part of Avada of Achino, because the Torah wants us to appreciate the Tzelem Elokim in each person. And from there to realize that indecent behavior is an insult to someone else's dignity. And if one learns the code, that Chesoron in Derech Eretz and in Tznius is an insult to someone else's dignity, then it becomes naturally repulsive to the person. To allow oneself to be insulted by another person's show of lack of respect. Because that, so much respect a person should have for himself. Not to assert oneself, but to recognize that he's a Tzelem Elokim, and that's an insult. Right, we're talking a little Hechera language. One can bring it down to the level of a child as well. But what I'm saying is that we have a ladder with 5 rungs. It starts with Derech Eretz. If there's no Derech Eretz, there's no mokum for Chedusha to be chal. Derech Eretz, and then Kovod, Tznius, Busha, and then Chedusha. And at every level, wherever you start with a child, one has to realize that teaching a child Derech Eretz is preparing the ground for him to remain sensitive to Chedusha. Hakpoda on Derech Eretz must be to sensitize a child to refinement, because then he'll appreciate Kedusha. All these wonderful Yiddish characteristics, no Yidden verstehen. They'll all be driven underground by modern society. They've been derided. These are the middos. Which we have to revive. And we have to revive them by all the means at our disposal. So now we really come to the Shaila. All right, let us hope, let us be mispalo, that we would find a program of education and that we should find a way of developing this sensitivity in our children, step by step, from Derech Eretz, through Kovod, Tznius, Busha, and then they will be sensitive enough to appreciate Kedusha. And they would understand what we mean when we, that we're not just restricting them, we're elevating them. We are repulsed by what's going on. Let us say we will manage that. But our problem is a different problem. There is such a thing as a Yetzirah, and there's a Yetzirah of Taiva. And we could work on this program in a ghetto situation, if we know that we could protect our children from everything that they get bombarded with as soon as they go out into the street. And perhaps, of course, we're talking here to a broad spectrum of melachantrim and melamdim. I don't think it's only the street, it's probably the home as well. How can we protect them? How can we preserve them? What can we do for them? First and foremost, I think it's very important for mechanchim to use every opportunity that they have. Derech halimud, from Chumash onwards, to show the Torah concept, the Torah attitude. There's a gewaltige Gemara in Brachos. Rabbi, I'm being married. If you want to tell me the story, you should tell me the story. It's an Indian, I think, which is G'day, the Olim Zal Heaven. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Menoach was a Ram Ha'aretz. Was it the Raya that Menoach was a Ram Ha'aretz? Tichsi Vayelach Menoach Achre Ishto. It's halacha, one shouldn't go behind the woman. So Menoach was a Ram Ha'aretz. Because it says in the Pasuk, he went behind his wife. Says the Gemara, the maid of Komer of Nachman, Menoach am Ha'aretz hoyo, afile beirav name loy kor. The Gemara says, if you hold that Menoach is Am Ha'aretz, and you learn Pshat, Vayelech Menoach Achre Ishto, that he went behind his wife, and that's an Am Ha'aretz. What do you mean it's an Am Ha'aretz? He didn't even go to Cheder. Chabaraya, he never went to Cheder. Afile Beirav Lekor, not Stam Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, by once is a... No, he's worse than an Am Ha'aretz. It's clear that he never learned the Pasuk in Cheder. He didn't have a Rebbe who taught him Chumash. What's the Raya? He didn't have a Rebbe that taught him Chumash. Says the Gemara, Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Vatokam Rivka, Venaru Seo, Vatirkavna ala Gmalim, Vatilachno Achre Huish, Veloy Lifnei Huish. Because it says in the Pasuk, when Rivka went together with Eliezer, it says before in the Pasuk that she rose together with her, the Oreis who went with her, and they went after the Ish. V'loy lifnei hu Ish. Raya, he never had a Rebbe in Cheder. Get them all from Einem. Dosh Deit, in this Gemara, says how a Rebbe has to learn a Pasuk in Cheder. The Gemara says it's muchrich from here that Menoach didn't learn Chumash in Cheder. Because if he would have learned Chumash and it could have come to the Pasuk, the Rebbe would have said to them, you should know, you know why it says, because if it would have been wrong for Eliezer to go behind them. Every opportunity that you have to learn a posuk and to bring out the limudim in the Hanhoga of Tzmius and Busha, Davkegen these in your name, which if you don't point them out, they are lost altogether. But the Chiddush Chazal named on every Cheder Rebbe in the world would have pointed out that Nakuda. And we establish from there that Noach never learned Chumash in Cheder.
besides the open, when we come to our Meister von Yosef Atzadik, one should teach the children that what it says. There's a Yetzer Hara, and the biggest tzidkus is to resist the Yetzer Hara. When you come to the mitzvahs, and Shmarta v'kol dovaro, al yahare odom v'yoyim, kol diburo, nibupe, these are things that have to be discussed and taught as divrei Torah. Even the concept, Rabbanan says in one of his Ma'amorim, Ma'amorim Tikazach, and I heard from Rebellion also a very ähnliche, very similar thing. When you come to a posuk in the Torah, in the Maaseh from Yaakov and Rochel, it says in the posuk, Vayiu be'enov kiyomim achodim ba'avosa oisa. I heard once Rebellion learning the posuk. Mitapoche, Gadda. Vayiu be'enov kiyomim achodim ba'avosa oisa. Yankov Avinu was working for 7 years for Rochel, and he passed by Kiyomim Achodim Ba'avosa Yisrael because he loved her so much. So we learn through that it's a love story. Ba'avosa Yisrael. Is there also a rebellion gestellt, sir? So doch nicht stemmes. Die stemmes. Das habe ich gegeben. Doch nicht stemmes. When a person loves something and is waiting, then every day is a year. How can you say that it just seemed like a few days because he loved her so much? A person sets sich weg, he sits by the table, and me bringt in mine a tell of fish, big plate of fish, and he digs his fork into the fish, on a lemt, a geschmack, a stick fish, a rein im Moil, and he says, I love fish. So, you love fish? What are you eating it for? Lost and gained schwimmen and leben. What's the pshat? You love fish? You love fish in the pshat. Ich hab sich allein lieb und der Fische Geschmack. Und auf dem suchst du, I love fish. Hat er gesagt, by the Welt. That's what they call Ahava. Möire dich, aber ich sage. Und also ich darf lernen, Apostel. Es kann doch nicht sein. Weil wenn ein Mensch hat sich allein lieb, Stacke takes it, takes every day is a year. Und das ist jenes Geschmack, sag ich, als ich hab ihm lieb, doch schäke. Und der Terrorspunkt verkehrt. Hat lieb gehabt, the Miles of Rochel. Und hat verstanden, the Miles of Rochel, need an avoider, that's why he asked for 7 years, wie Chazal sagen, he wanted to arbeit sich aus, zu kennen sein Roi, the Beschassen, was Chassen soll sein, takke dem zugepassten Madrege, when a person is involved in arbeit, that's when time flies. Und da steht im Posuk. Und also ich darf lernen, ein Posuk, man lernt ein Posuk, also ich. Kinder kriegen, nee, they get a different Kinder. Und passen up once and for all that word love. Es existiert nicht bei der Goy. The teure stress is have dollar. These are little points, but every little point dacht sich mir, es ist ein gewaltiger Jesuit in Chinuch. Amavdil bein Kodesh lechoyl, bein Oye lechoyshach, bein Yisroel o'amim. Ot haben wir gelernt, der Rambam sagt, Kedusha, because there's a Havdollah, these are the things about which it says Havdollah. But we have to educate our children in Havdollah. And all of a sudden, there we are, the greiser edel and mentioned the refined people who don't like to say nahavdu when we talk about a goy. You weiß, wie viel chinuch liegt in dem lahavdil? Und der teure ist dort lahavdil. You want to be holier than the Rebbeinu Shalom Alein? Wo avdil eschem minu amim, li o isli? If we are ashamed to say lahavdil, how can we expect our children to know the Havdol? Beret, speak about the lafeloi sasurach ilavavkemach yenechem. Speak about it. Don't let the children just look at everything. Speak about it. All right? You'll have to work out at what age. And try and make a project on it. Try and arrange that they go home together and they're reading and learning together. At the age of 10, 11, they can already do that. I'm stammer older, definitely. Say over a mission about prayer, they can say over something else, go, they should go with Chafusas, and there should be a project, and you should know what they spoke on the way. So, chutz for the mitzvah of Lechzecha Baderech, but they keep their mind occupied and tell them that's the reason why, because you don't want to look at every billboard that they pass. I make litzonos from the advert. That there shouldn't be a Teiros Moshe Emes in Alzheimer's Meset. Das ist doch nicht mehr gerne, wegen die Arroyos, die Sachen darf, gesagt, sogar die Korte schwer zu machen, die Zanusse der Arroyos. Geta kam wohl ein Wort, das. Einer hat einmal geschrieben, ein ganzer Artikel. Das ist doch so gewesen, ein Einigung wegen Birth Control. Gemacht hat Zonnes von einem Artikel, das haben wir gehört über Birth Control. Gemacht hat ein ganzer Artikel wegen dem. Gewollt es drucken. Hatte das gewesen, so gut alle schon. Das war eine Woche. Hatte gesagt, nein, mit Zonnes nicht drucken. Es ist Zonnes. Hatte gesagt, aber steht morgen, steht mit Zonnes, da wo ich die Sorge, das ist doch eine Menge noch machen. Hat er gesagt, mit Zenusse da wird die Sorge, ja, aber mit Zenusse da reue es nicht. Jede Sache hat Geduld. Aber man darf zu brechen, die Röschung of Adverts by pulling down the credibility of everything that you see. And there's many things, was mit Moshech Stamsugashim is. Whether it's about food or whether it's about money, whatever it is. I think there was a big, when they were made for credit cards, introduced credit cards, it's been a ganze PR and a ganze advertising campaign, big posters, take the waiting out of wanting. That's a credit card. Takes the waiting out of wanting. Wie viel Aschkosse liegt in dieser Sache? Was darf er jetzt schreiben auf dem Wand? If you don't want to wait, don't want. The ganze Koyach von geben the credibility to all this nonsense. Es ist gedei zu machen mit Zolles von sich. Gedei, so wissen Sie nicht, teures mein Schäme ist die alle Sache. And above all, das haben wir schon gerettet daheim bei Nacht. Avada, we can't talk about Kedusha if we don't have a sensitivity to it ourselves. We have to be an example in the way we speak, an example in the way we behave. And we darf leben Kedusha. Was auch heißt, wenn ich aber ich sage, man lebt nicht Kedusha, kann man nicht machen Kedusha.
I heard over once from Samshel Ford Hirschieber gesagt, ich habe es nicht gesehen, ich habe es gehört. Eine mega dicke Sache. Steht, Yosef HaTzadik, when he had this great Nisoyen, and he was nearly nichshel in the Avere, steht in Chazal, as Nirael of the Must Yuknoi Shaloviv. He saw the picture of his father, and as well, he saw the features of his father, and that helped him to overcome the Yetzara. Und in Zvorm steht das Skule, das Alltagstag steht da viel immer vor sich. And that's one of the schools where the person has a big hat koffer sa yetzer. Av di in yonim, if he has the picture of his father in his mind, das can him hat. Also was haben schon vorher hier gesagt, that a father is mechuyiv zu mechanach sein sich, to come to that madrege, that his must yukna is al abhaben na kind von Arabia. Und das, that applies to a mechanic as well. The most yuknoi of a rebbe should be able to stop a child from an avira. So the Meister Rabbi say, as I said, this is only Roshi Prokim. I think there's a lot of yusidus to be worked through. And I can understand that many of you might say that what I've said is above, not above your heads, but above the heads of the children that you are dealing with. But here I'm telling you something, and I'll say it over again. Don't be meyayish, because if you start by teaching derech eretz, you'll never know whether that won't bring them to kedusha. The starting point is derech eretz. The starting point is a sensitivity and an understanding and a respect for the tzelem and the kim in every mensch. And that, I believe, one can cultivate at any level of Yiddishkeit. And if you start there, you've sown already the seed. Not the seed of kedusha, because kedusha is in the child. But you've sown already a seed which can build a fence around the child to preserve his kedusha. And may I suggest again, because I believe, Taka, that we are under siege. Dafkan is the union of kedusha. And the only answer, after all what we have said, is to be mispalo to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That if we mean Elach, and we feel the danger, and we appreciate what our children are being robbed of, we appreciate the poison that they are breathing in every time they go into the street. I said, Taka, in yeshiva at the time of this Gulf War, for which we have so many limudim to learn from. Everyone was talking about a cheder atum. This cheder atum, to seal themselves in a room. Why? Because somewhere in the street might explode something which is completely invisible, but it might contaminate me. And it's poisonous. And it's fatal. Is that the only thing that's poisonous and fatal and invisible that we have to protect ourselves from? After the Ribbono Shel Olam taught us all a moshel, we need a cheder atum. The cheder atum is the cheder where your children learn. If you will give them the right instructions, and the foundations on which to develop. But if we'll give them the foundations and we'll build up a system which begins with Derech Eretz, and ends in Kedusha, and we mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Belev Shalem, that our kavona is l'shem shomayim, because we want to save our children. And we appreciate the extent of the dangers that lurk for them at every street corner. And we can't help ourselves without Siyata Dishmaya. If we mispallel that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give a brocha v'atzlocha to our attempts to preserve the Kedusha in our children, then I think more than that the Ribbono Shel Olam can't expect. And after that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do everything. But af mispallel zayin, and we all mispallel, every day, Shoyme Goy Kodesh, Shmoy She'eris Am Kodesh, Val Yoivad Goy Kodesh, and Shalshim Sholish Kedushas, the Kodesh.